Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah.
Well, all right. Hello. How are you guys doing? This is Taria Vision of Vine. Again, I'm just extremely excited to be here today. Another day that we can impact somebody else's life. And I pray that we're all setting goals to be able to do that. Again, as said, my name is Taria Vision Avant, and you guys have tuned in live to the Urban CEO Radio Show, and we meet live every Monday and Friday at the same place, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then I think it's 9 a.m. for my folks over there on the West Coast. Y'all, we are so excited because we have people who literally listen in to our radio show from all across the world. So we are not just here in the United States, but we are most definitely international, baby. And so I just want to just welcome again everybody here. Again, if this is your first time here, this is the Urban CEO Radio Show. And Urban actually stands for unapologetic, real bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. I wanted to create a movement. You know, we have a movement here, guys, where we have entrepreneurs who are from all over, all different backgrounds, all different shapes, all different sizes, but we come from a community, guys, where, you know, we want to be able to have success as well. And sometimes within our community, success looks a certain way, or sometimes our young kings and our young queens, they look up to success in a certain way, and we want to be able to shift, have a paradigm shift of what it is success is all about. So with the Urban CEO movement, guys, we're not just a radio show. We're not just a group of CEOs, entrepreneurs out here trying to promote our business, but we also want to help other people to create successful businesses. I was talking to one of our board members just the other day, and she was saying, you know, I don't believe that you're an entrepreneur unless you help other entrepreneurs to succeed as well. And that is exactly what we're doing here with the Urban CEO Movement. Now, also, I just want to encourage everybody to know that we have the official launch of the Urban CEO Movement. It's going to be taking place in Houston, Texas, okay? It's going to be a luncheon, and we're literally going to have people flying in from all over the United States. Maybe some people will be coming in internationally, but this is going to be the official event that you guys need to be at in Houston, Texas. You're going to get a chance to meet our board members. You're going to get a chance to meet some of our founders, and you can also have the opportunity to become a founder as well. So make sure to go ahead and put that on your calendar, June the 23rd. You're going to want to get your flight, honey, to Houston, Texas, because it's going to be live, okay? And then we also have an incredible book launch that's going to be taking place on the 22nd, and we're going to be even highlighting some of our urban CEOs in that actual book. And so that event is June the 22nd. So June 22nd and 23rd, just go ahead and put that on your calendars, guys, to be in Houston, Texas at the official launch of Urban CEO. So I'm excited about that, guys, and I'm extremely excited about today. But let's go ahead and make our announcement, guys. Guys, if you have just joined us and you are in the Facebook group, you want to go over to join the Urban CEO group. If you're not, if you are in the Facebook group, go ahead and put your information. Let us know that you are live on the radio show. Let us know by putting your name. You can put your pictures. You can put your flyer, something. Let us know who you are. But make sure to include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show so that we can know that you are on the line. We have Kit and Kat Gray on the line from Chicago, Urban CEO Radio Show. Hello, darling. And so, again, if you are on the line, make sure you go over to join the Urban CEO group and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. You can let us know what kind of business it is that you're in. This is a chance for us to highlight your business live on this radio show. So make sure to tell us what it is that you do, and I'll make sure that we shout you out. I also want to make sure to mention any events. So if you have an event that is coming up, what you want to do, guys, is you want to make sure that you go over to the Urban CEO Events in the Facebook group, and you can post your event there, and we will also make sure to shout you out live on the radio show, okay? So if you have any events that are coming up, you want to make sure that you go over to join the Urban CEO group, click on the events tab, and add your event there. On April the 13th, Saturday, April the 13th, we have the Gray Era Amazon Boot Camp taking place in Hammond, Indiana, okay? So if you are in Indiana, Chicago, anywhere 2 to 3 hours within any of those areas, guys, you want to make sure you look that up, the Gray Era Amazon Boot Camp. If you've ever wanted to learn how to sell on Amazon, that is where you need to be. Also, we have on June the 14th, 2019, we have Business Success, It's More Than Dreams and Schemes, and this is taking place in Marietta, Georgia. Guys, if you are an entrepreneur, business owner, aspiring entrepreneur, and you want to get out there and network with other like-minded individuals, this is definitely where you want to be. So if you are within 2 to 3 hours of Marietta, Georgia, you need to get yourself out there to the Business Success, It's More Than Dreams and Schemes networking event, all right? And then April the 1st, 2020, this is next year, guys. Next year, the Stay and Pray Retreat in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you want to be amongst other women who are believers in Christ, you need to make sure, guys, that you go over there and check it out. It's going to be 4 days and four nights with 12 to 20 sisters in Christ fasting, staying, and praying. So make sure, guys, you go check that information out as well. Guys, don't forget as well, if you are live on the radio show, go to join the Urban CEO group and let us know who you are. You must include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. You must include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. And, like, if you don't just post hashtag Urban CEO, look, I want to let y'all know, guys, don't just post only hashtag Urban CEO, like put something else with it. You know what I mean? Let us know what are you from, what city and state, what do you do? So we want to shout you out. So make sure, guys, that you definitely do so by joining us in that way, all right? So anyways, make sure, again, guys, go over there to Urban CEO Radio Show by going to join the urbanceogroup.com, all right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and shift gears, and I am going to bring on one of our Urban CEOs who's going to be sharing her quotes of the day. So without further ado, I would like to bring on the line Mrs. Kitten Cat Gray. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Darling, what is your quote of the day?
Good morning to all my Urban CEOs. Excited this morning, and I got a good one for you today. You can be grinding for 4 years with no results, and on the fifth year, become the biggest thing on the planet. The power of never giving up is real. The power of never giving up is real, guys. So just get out there, keep grinding, because you never know when that day is going to come for your breakthrough. I bear witness that I've been at events where my girl, Taria Vision Avon herself, only had a few people in the room, but now she's filling up the rooms every day. She got people following her on social media, on the Urban CEO radio show, and I'm going to end it with this. As I always say, get it tight, keep it right, because in 2019 and beyond, there are too many ways.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am, honey, yes. Too many ways, y'all. And I love that quote of the day. Make sure that you go over to join the Urban CEO group, guys, to check it out. As you know, I know that Kitten's going to post that as well. But thank you so much. Yes, guys, there's just so many blessings and patience. You know what I mean? There's so much that you can receive when you stay patient, but also stay focused on the end in mind. Let's shout out to Tia Gray. She is your Sip and Pink tuned in from Chicago. Yes, okay, I see you guys. That looks so good, Tia. Oh, my goodness, I love it, I love it, I love it. So if you guys want to do any sip and painting, you know, or you sip a little juice and paint at the same time, darling, y'all make sure y'all hit up Miss Tia Gray in Chicago. We have Quandria Nelson, who is live from Atlanta, Georgia's in the house. Hello, hello, hello. All right, and thank you so much for Kitten for sharing that quote of the day. So now what are we going to do, guys? Well, we're going to shift some more gears, okay? We're going to shift some more gears. And before we bring up our VIP guest of the day, I want to make sure that everybody knows that if you go over to urbanceonetwork.com, you can purchase your Urban CEO t-shirt. You can also purchase, while supplies last, your official Urban CEO baseball cap. Now, let me tell you something, ladies. Whenever you know you just want to throw your hair back and throw on that cap, that's why you want to have your Urban CEO hat. But everywhere you go, I promise you, when you rock your Urban CEO shirt, when you rock your Urban CEO hat, people are going to ask you, what is that all about? And that gives you an opportunity to share that we are unapologetic, that we are real bold, that we are action-oriented and non-conforming. See, success does not have to be one way. I want you guys to understand that. I remember, you know, being in a position where I used to feel that I needed to change up the way that I looked or change up what I was comfortable with, if that makes sense. You know, I'm sort of that girl who likes to wear T-shirts and jeans. And, you know, I remember people telling me that if you want people to believe you're successful, then you've got to show up to, you got to show up and you got to look successful. But, you know, and I agree with that. I agree with that. You know what I mean? But I will tell you this. I also know there's many multimillionaires and billionaires who wear T-shirts and jeans. They may be in different communities and different organizations, but I know for a fact that that is what's happening. And so I wanted to be able to create a movement, and even if it's just so that our young kings and our young queens can relate to us. See, I want you guys to understand, the only way that you can make a movement happen is that people must believe in it. And the only way people will believe in a movement is that they can relate. And sometimes what we end up doing in our urban communities is we make ourselves unrelatable. We've got to be able to meet people where they are. And that's what the urban CEO movement is all about. See, I remember being in a space where I used to feel like if I don't talk a certain way, if I don't know how to use words in a certain way, if I don't pronounce things a certain way, that people aren't going to, you know, take me serious. But there's people right now who don't even have to talk, y'all, and they're making millions. I've been following this young lady Instagram now for several months, and she has made millions in her space. And I have probably only heard her speak maybe 3 times on Instagram. See, I want y'all to understand is that success comes in so many shapes. It comes in so many forms. And guess what? In the Urban CEO movement, that is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be highlighting VIPs. We're going to be highlighting executives. We're going to be highlighting people who come from urban communities. And our mission is to be able to show those individuals that are in those communities that everybody can make it, and we can make it together. And it doesn't just have to be one of us that's a success story. It can be all of us to be success stories, because there's too many people out here for us to believe that we can only do it by ourselves. And so I'm so excited about this movement, y'all. If you want to be a part of this movement, the first thing you've got to do, guys, is go and purchase your T-shirt for $20. Many of us spend that at a restaurant. We spend that at the bar. We spend that, you know. So let's go ahead and join this movement by getting our official T-shirts. Once you get your T-shirt, you want to rock your T-shirt. You want to show your T-shirt and let people know who you are. All right, guys. So now we're going to bring on our VIP guest of the day. I'm so excited to bring this young lady on because, let me tell you something, she is definitely a mover and a shaker. If you've ever said to yourself, you know what, I want to start a boutique. I want to start a boutique and, you know, I don't know if I should start it online. I don't know if I should start it offline, create a storefront, whatever that may be. When you're trying to figure out what those steps are, well, this young lady has been able to not only start her own online boutique, but she has a physical storefront that is doing extremely well. Not only is she a boutique owner, but she is also a brand new author. We're going to talk about her book as well. She was able to get her book done through Show Your Success. And so I'm so excited about that as well. And she is a speaker. She is an empowerment speaker. And so, guys, you are in for a treat. I want you guys to understand this, okay? So make sure you want to grab your pens. You want to grab your papers. If you hear anything that is a quotable or tweetable moment, make sure you go over to join the Urban CEO group and let us know that you are on the line. Oh, hold on. Before I bring her on, let me just highlight a couple folks, because I see a couple folks are posting in the group. Before I bring her on, let me see, who do we have posting in the group real quick. We have Adrian Crawford. I see you, girl, with your Urban CEO T-shirt. You're looking fabulous, Dolly. We have Nava Hare live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Good morning, Dolly. We have Cornisha Johnson. She says success does not have to be one way. Amen, amen, amen. So, back to our VIP guest, y'all. Again, I'm so excited to have her on the line. So let me go ahead and get her on with you guys. None other than the beautiful and talented Shawana Boyer. Hey, girl. What's going on, lovely?
Hey, girl. How's everybody doing out here in the urban CEO world? It's a pleasure to be here with
incredible.
You all today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Shawana, for joining us as well, because I know that you are extremely busy, and I just appreciate you for taking some time to join us here today. Now, I know I didn't do much justice with the introduction, but for those people, this is their first time getting a chance to hear your beautiful voice. If you could, Shawana, tell us a little bit about who you are and how did you get into the world of owning your own successful online and offline boutique?
Oh, gosh. Well, this all started back in, well, I kind of grew up in the business. My mama kind of forced me into modeling at an early age, going to, being in different pageants. It led from pageants to modeling for different agencies, landed me a role to working independently for myself. So it started at a young age, but back in early 2003, 2004, that's when I started my own modeling troupe here in Jacksonville, Florida. I had about 30 to 40 models in my troupe where I used to host and produce huge fashion shows in the city, and back then it was marvelous. So from there, you know, just having the love for fashion and styling, putting on big shows for entertaining others, I did that for like, 6-7 years, and in 2010, I became at like a, it was a standstill. I was like, do I still want to do fashion shows? Because by that time, it just started going down, you know, in the industry here in my market. So I took 2 years off from 2010 to 2012, and I really prayed about it. I really worked hard, and the Lord said, start a fashion business. This is your love. This is your passion. So in 2012, that's when I started my business in retail. So my brand is Sensei. It always been Sensei. So it's Sensei Models. Now it's Sensei Fashions. I had a teen program. It was Sensei Teen Empowerment Group. So it's just something that I have a love for. So from 2012 to now, which is 2019, so 7 years later, I started out on, you know, started out with my online business for 2 years. So 2 years, I built my brand. I put my information out there, did fashion shows, you know, with other people, participated at pop-up shops. And in 2014, I have a fashion truck. So the Lord said, get a fashion truck. You know, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the food trucks. So what I did, I purchased a Snap-on truck, and we flipped it inside and out. So we have a beautiful, huge pink truck, which I call my Motique. So that's a mobile boutique on wheels. How incredible is that? So you take an online business, then you flip it into a fashion truck where you can travel around the city, you can participate at festivals, you can do and host events, you can go to women's homes and do all sorts of pop-up shops. And then from there, the Lord said, okay, you need a bigger space, because people started calling me, and I'm like, okay, I can't be everywhere at one time. So he said, open up a store. So that's when, so in 2016, I opened up my brick and mortar. But my success comes from the online business to my fashion truck, and then it led to me opening up my brick and mortar store. So I just didn't jump right into to the brick and mortar, because I wanted to build and establish my brand before I got that overhead. So that's a little bit about me. I'm a mother. I'm a wife to a loving and supportive husband. Without him and God, none of this will be possible as well.
So wonderful. And you know, I like the fact that one of the things I kept on hearing you talk about is passion. Passion. And I had put up something the other day where I was saying, you know, guys, a lot of times, I find that many entrepreneurs get distracted because we do look left and we do look right. And what I mean by that is we compare what somebody else is doing to what it is that we're doing. And we may see someone having success in an area and think, okay, well, if they're having success, then maybe I should duplicate that as well, which I'm not saying is a bad thing to do, because of course nothing is really ever, you know, new anymore. But the truth is that if you're not passionate about it, because it won't always be, you know, roses and whatever they say, right? It'll be challenging. And if you're not passionate about it, it'll be very difficult for you to want to keep pushing through. And so you've got to find something that you're passionate about. You know, I want to ask you, has there ever been times that, you know, with your boutique that you didn't want to do it anymore, or that you were kind of, you know, just kind of facing those challenges as well, where you were kind of questioning it?
Oh, there has been plenty of times I wanted to give up. Some days where customers didn't walk into my store, and I just sat and thought, and I was like, is this what I really want to do? And I just had to get out the moment of questioning myself and doing self-doubting my capabilities of running a successful business. So instead of questioning myself, I just started doing other things, other means. I started creating other avenues to generate income. So if no one is walking through my store, I have other means that money is, of course, is coming into my bank account. Of course, you know, we all know we need to have multiple streams of income. So there has been plenty of times, but I just keep going. And this quote just been running in my mind over this last week. Do not quit. Do not quit. And I remember my track coach, I used to run track. He used to always tell us that when you come to tough times, do not never self-doubt yourself. Do not quit. Always continue to push and move forward. And we know some of us interpret push as pray until something happens. I say pray until something happens. Be persistent until something happens. Press until something happens. So those are things that just continue to you know, ring a bell in my head when I feel down, because, you know, we go through those things. And those are some of the things that I discussed in my, you know, in my book, The Unseen Sides of Every Woman. So we don't share it all because we be in this facade and we, you know, that everything is glamorous, everything is good, but we all go through challenges and struggles. So yes, I have faced those moments, but I will not quit.
I love it. Thank you so much. And guys, you know, that's one thing we have to remember. You know, like Shawana said, we're going to face those challenges. We've got to make a decision, though. If this is something we're truly passionate about, we got to know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Hey, I want to shout out Janice Parker, Janet Parker, listening in from Buckingham, Virginia, associate broker, real estate, CTI Real Estate, your central VA realty professional. So thank you so much, darling, for joining us live. Again, if you are joining us live on the Urban CEO Radio Show, make sure you go over to jointheurbanceogroup.com and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. If you hear anything that's a quotable moment, make sure that you also post that. Let us know that you are definitely listening in live. And we have on the line Shawana Boyer, who is an author, speaker, and also owns her very own successful online and offline boutique. Now, one of the things that I do love watching your Instagram is that you make sure to do a lot of different things that I find to be quite innovative in regards to promoting your clothes. Because a lot of times, you know, when people start their boutiques, maybe they might do just regular pictures. But one of the things I see you do a lot is you actually do a lot of modeling and really kind of breaking down the clothes. First of all, let's talk about that. You know, for anybody that is thinking about starting their boutique, whether it's online or a physical storefront, what are some of the ways and how you like to market your clothes?
Well, of course, as you mentioned, I love doing live videos. And my customers tell me that all the time. If they don't see me after a few days, they inbox me, girl, when are you going to do a live presentation? And presentation, personality, being personable is a plus when you're in this business. Presenting your items so the customer can see how the texture of the item, the fabric move, you're talking about the fabric, you're talking about how it lays on a customer's body. You want to get multiple sizes, a small, a medium, and, you know, a curvy girl. So those women who are shopping with you, either they're online or they're coming in your store, they will have pictures to look, because we can go into a store and see clothes on a line, but it's a different look and a different feeling when you see it on an actual body. So I love doing those presentations. I love just stepping outside of the box, as Tahrir said, so not just posting pictures. I go and do motivational spills on my Instagram. So make sure you guys follow Shawana Boyer on Instagram and Sensei Fashions. And another thing that I like doing, I don't know, I'm just, you know, some things just, you know, I do impromptu stuff, so I'll just come on live and I just start talking about random stuff. So you have to be innovative. You have to be creative. You have to know how to capture your audience attention at all times. This is a it's a tough business. It's a challenging business, but it's so rewarding. And you have to create your own lane, and you walk in that own lane until you, you know, until you reach your success and whatever that is.
And I think that's really key in what it is that you're saying as far as just bringing in your personality and doing things that are kind of outside the box. By the way, excuse me, Boyer. You know, I'm saying Boyer the whole time, chat. Look, my last name is Avant. You know, they down south, honey, they say Avant, so I have to correct them. So Shawana Boyer. We have her on the line. But, you know, I like when you said bringing your personality. I think in this day and age, many of us have to remember that marketing should not be linear. And what I mean by that is, okay, I have clothes, I sell clothes, so I'm just going to post pictures of the clothes. No, that's not necessarily what is going to attract the client anymore. You've got to do stuff that's a little bit outside the box. And that is why I love it when I go to her timeline and I'm able to see her, you know, fashioning it out, you know, styling it out, but also just being very personable. Because at the end of the day, guys, when people make a decision to buy from you, they buy because they like you. It's not because you have the only dress in town. You have the only T-shirt in town. You've got to bring that kind of connection with folks, right, that makes them want to be, you know, your customer. So now let's talk about this book as well, darling, that you came out with, Who Is She? Tell us a little bit about the book and why you decided to actually put your story out there for the world to see.
Wow. Well, who is she? Have you ever been in a room or been standing next to someone and you wonder who the person was next to you? But you would never know who that woman is unless she let her guards down. This woman probably been abused, she been betrayed, she been through a divorce, she been through challenges, she had some successes, she been married once or twice, whatever it is, you will never know who she is until she let her guards down. So this book is for any woman who has faced some tough times, talking about her life struggles, which I call the unseen sides of every woman. So it's something that I always wanted to write about, but I didn't know how to go into writing a book. I always wanted to share my story from a child, some of the broken pieces that I experienced as a little girl. But I didn't allow those broken pieces to keep me hostage. So I took those broken pieces and I used my pain to pursue my purpose. So I share some of those things in my book. It's very inspiring. I've been getting a lot of feedback from women. Some women post on my Facebook page up under the Shawana Boyer link. Some women text me because they're still going through that healing process. So this book is a self-help book. So you're going to find yourself healed if you face some of the things that I experienced that I talk about in my book. So make sure you guys purchase the book, whoishebook.com. And it's just really inspiring. So we're going to break the silence. This book is going to help you break the silence, whatever it is that you may go through that's unseen that you haven't talked about.
Mm. Wow, wow, wow. And I know there's so many women and even men right now listening in that can definitely say, yeah, there's so much that I've dealt with that nobody really knows about. And I'm so grateful that you did decide to actually partner with our company, Show Your Success, to get that out there, because it is most definitely needed. I mean, we see her, you know, with her fashions, honey, looking so fabulous and fly. And at the same time, we don't know all of the other things and all the other hats and all the other, you know, hidden situations that had taken place before we look at this beautiful woman with the fashions. And I think a lot of times we need to remember that, guys, that we're not the only ones going through stuff by ourselves. Everybody's going through things. And so make sure that you do go get a copy of that. Hey, Tawana, we're about to get ready to wrap this up. Now, again, she has the most incredible boutique. She has one of the most incredible Instagrams. Y'all want to make sure y'all follow her for sure. And so, Shawana, please tell everybody, how can they follow you? How can they get in contact with you from getting some clothes to getting your book and possibly maybe even a little coaching, because I know that's also something that you also do.
Absolutely. I do provide coaching. You can jot this number down, 904-413-1744. You can always go to my Instagram at Sinshay Fashions, and that's spelled S-Y-N-S-H-A Fashions. You can also go to Shawana Boyer, S-H-A-W-A-N-A-B-O-Y-E-R. I'm sure all the information will be uploaded and in the group, but those are some ways that you can reach me as well as purchase a copy of my book. This book is not only for me, it's for you too, because who is she can be you at whoisshebook.com. So make sure you guys connect with me. If you're looking to go into the boutique retail business, I do provide coaching services. So reach out to me. I'm willing to help. We can sit down and we can talk about it.
Absolutely, guys. Look, let me tell you something. Again, I don't believe as a successful entrepreneur, we're not really entrepreneurs if we're not bringing other people up. And that is why you need to make sure that you get in contact with Shawana. Before we let you go, darling, do you have any last imparting words that you would like to leave to our Urban CEO listeners?
Yes. The beauty of a woman comes from within, which ultimately defines her outer beauty and character. So remember that. It comes from within before you can display the beauty on the outside.
I love it. Thank you so much, Shawana. We had Shawana Shawana Boyer, who is on the line, fashion boutique owner. She has a successful online and offline boutique. She is also the author of Who Is She? She is also a speaker, guys, an international speaker. And for anybody that is serious about wanting to start your own successful boutique, if you want to figure out if you should start it online, if you should get a storefront, I promise you guys, this young lady has the keys to success. So make sure that you get in contact with Shawana. We are so grateful that you have taken the time to share with us on today's radio show. Now, guys, look, make sure you reach out. You know, I told y'all, I make sure to bring the best of the best, and these are people that we can all relate to. These are people who come from the urban community, and that can definitely relate to our situations. And so if you know that it's time for you to go to the next level and get that boutique rocking and rolling, you want to make sure that you get in touch with her. And not even just about the boutique. If you're in the fashion world, if you want to know anything about that, you need to make sure to reach out to her. Now, guys, this is definitely the opportunity. If anybody has had anything incredible take place over the weekend, if you had any breakthroughs, anything amazing that has happened for you need to go ahead and press the number one on your keypad, darling, and that will actually allow you to get into the queue so that you can share your breakthrough. Make sure you push the number one. And I want to shout out Ayana Stafford. She says, good morning from Seattle. I am almost home from our wonderful, highly impactful book launch this past weekend in Houston, Texas, sitting in the USO representing the movement. I'm going to tell you, we just had a book launch, guys, here in Houston, and it was for the book. It's called It's Not That Easy. It's Not That Easy, Stop Telling Me to Get Over. It is a book on mental health, and I felt that this was a very important book that we need to get out there. In fact, so important that we have the second edition. If anybody has ever dealt with any kind of mental health issues, and we're not just talking about only depression or only anxiety, anything, PTSD, schizophrenia, if you've ever dealt with anything of the mind, and there's so many different things right now that can be classified under mental health illness or mental illness, if you've ever dealt with any of that and you're currently dealing with it and you're able to push through regardless of whatever it is that you're having to do, we want to hear from you. You know why? Because more and more of our fellow sisters and brothers, guys, there are urban CEOs out here, they're not pushing forward. They're not pushing forward right now. And we have seen so many alarming articles, you know, who are suffering from mental illness and don't want to share their story, don't want to share their truth. That's why even a book like Who Is She with Shawana is so needed, because we don't want to share our truths. You know, when you think about it, as a CEO, we don't want to share what we're going through because we think that that may, you know, mess up our business. If I tell people some of the things that I'm dealing with, people won't want to do business with me. And the truth is, it's quite opposite from that, because people like to do business with people that they can relate to, right? And if somebody says that maybe that's that because of you sharing your truth, that's not the opportunity for them, then that's not your customer. But we did have an amazing event this past weekend in Atlanta, in Houston, Texas. And so I'm so grateful to all the ladies. We had almost all the authors actually flew in to come to this event. So that was super exciting, y'all. I'm telling you, we had a great time. Some of us actually had a chance to go to church yesterday, and some of us also had a chance to listen to some live music. And I know many of them had chances to go to some of the radio shows, to the restaurants, Papa Do's and all that good stuff. So definitely, guys, thank you to everybody who came out to that event. And for those of you who are interested in the second edition, just make sure to contact me directly. Shout out to Amanda Butler, who says, of the best, thank you. Janice, she says, the beauty of a woman starts within. Absolutely. Kat Gray says, your beauty comes from within. Make sure, guys, to include hashtag urban CEO radio show so that your post can be approved. All right. Also, let me see. We have some beautiful pictures of, I see Kit and Kat Gray with her picture. She's got all her books with her, honey. I see you, girl, rocking your Urban CEO t-shirt. Again, guys, make sure if you want to post in the group right now, go over to join the Urban CEO group. You must be listening to us live and include hashtag Urban CEO radio show. So let's go ahead and bring up some of our urban CEOs. We do have somebody who has raised their hand that wants to share their breakthrough. And guys, I want you to understand that any kind of breakthrough, any kind of something that has happened for you, okay, for you, whether it be in your life, whether it be in your business, we want to hear from you. Share it, because you just never know how sharing your story could change somebody else's life today, okay? So you want to make sure to share your breakthrough. You know, I can give you an example of our breakthrough being at the book launch for It's Not That Easy. First of all, it was so impactful because we all had opportunities to get on the panel and share some of our journeys, different mental illnesses that we've all dealt with. And literally, I don't think there was a dry eye in the room. I had asked a very touching question in regards to if anybody had ever wanted to possibly take their life, because it's not just suffering from depression, it's suffering from any kind of mental illness that people are making these decisions to not just take their lives, but even the lives of other people. And just to hear the stories, guys, and I know that that's such a harsh question to ask, but in this day and age, it is needed to be heard. And one of the young ladies, Danielle, she was saying how when she shared her journey and shared what was going on with her, most people from the outside looking in always thought that she had it together. And she had somebody that had told her, I thought you had it all together. I can't even believe that you would ever consider, you know, taking your own life. And she responded, I absolutely do have it all together. And that's what we all need to understand. Just because it may seem like everything is perfect from the outside in doesn't mean that we don't have things going on the inside. But every single one of us, we all have stuff going on, but we have to continue to keep pushing forward and stay focused on the end in mind. And even when we have those challenges, guys, we've got to make sure that we understand that it's not going to last forever. And so that for me was just an incredible journey to hear everybody's story and to know that even despite the challenges, we all still have it together. We can all make a decision to have it together and that we don't need to give up. All right, so I'm going to bring on, we have the last four. I think this is Miss Kit and Kat Gray who wants to share, but I'm just going to make sure the last four is 4666, okay? 4666, you are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Is this Mrs. Gray?
Yes, it is. Hey, girl, how you doing? So, yeah,
I'm
breakthrough.
You can... Yes, please share your breakthrough.
Okay, so guys, you never know who you're inspiring when you set out to be an entrepreneur. Honestly, I have always had an entrepreneur spirit, but I actually married a man who had none of that, like zip zero. So if you're in a relationship and you feel like your spouse or your significant other doesn't support you, that doesn't mean that you should not walk in your purpose. That doesn't mean that you should not become an entrepreneur just because they don't see things the way you do. I go for it. In fact, I know you go for it. You go for it in a way that you never know, because I'm telling you right now, my man for over 20-something years, who has been a hard worker, hey, guys, he drives an 18-wheeler. That's how he supported his family. He never saw himself outside of working a job. And now he has been inspired by me and seeing me and the women. I had to bring him around the women that I'm doing business with, the women that I'm collaborating with. And he saw value. He's like, wow, okay, now what I was doing didn't really resonate with him. But when he saw the Amazon program, he was like, okay, I think I can do that. Well, guess what? Now we're doing Amazon together. And then when he saw me struggling with getting my travel things together over the course of a year's time, he's like, look, we can go into that business. Let's learn the travel industry. So you can inspire people even in your own house. In your own house. My daughter, Atia, she's starting her own business, and I brought her around some of these same people. She calls herself Just Tea, and she has her business called Just Black No Cream, and she's painting the world beautiful. She's teaching others how to paint. So just do it. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. It's your life. God gave that life to you to do what you're supposed to do with your life. Don't worry about your husband not agreeing and your mama don't understand and your kids don't understand. Just go for it, because the magic is on the other side of the fear. I'm doing all kinds of things I never thought I would be doing. I'm just doing it, and scared and all, I do it. Don't understand the process, but then I, you know, go through parts of the process. You'll start learning things. You'll catch on. You'll find people that'll help you out. Just do it, get it tight, keep it right, because in 2019 and beyond, there are too many ways.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I love it. She has a whole, her immediate family, everybody is entrepreneurs in their own space, and it's all in just different ways, beautiful ways. And so, First of all, I've just seen the growth and the transition. I think I said that on the other show that we had, just what's taking place within your lives, and I'm just so excited and happy to see it. I know you guys just came back from a conference on the travel industry in Vegas, and, you know, and I saw Tia, she just posted her pictures in the group of her sip and paint. I mean, I just love seeing that. Shout out to also Lisa Berrios, who is live. I hope I pronounced that correct. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, darling. I see you on the line. And she also shared, the Urban CEO flyer. Thank you so much. Let me see who else shared it. I saw somebody else, another one of Miranda Blakes. Thank you so much as well. For sharing it, but definitely I love seeing what's taking place within your lives. And another thing that you said, Kitten, is you said we're doing it scared. You know, we don't know everything. It's not perfect. We don't know exactly what the next step is going to be. And a lot of times we think that everything needs to be perfect. Guys, no. When you're passionate about it, I want you to understand, it's like it hurts you not to get it out there. Do what you got to do so you can get it out there, right? And as you grow and as you get it out there, you learn. I'm going to tell you, I've made a lot of mistakes, okay? A lot of mistakes walking in my purpose. But I would never be where I am today if I didn't make those mistakes. I would never have learned what I've learned today if I didn't make those mistakes, okay? And so don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to not even be approved by everybody. Everybody's not going to always approve. In fact, if everybody did, that wouldn't even be realistic, right? Think about it. Not everybody likes Louis Vuitton, but not, and at the same time, not everybody likes Target. Not everybody likes, you know, Wendy Williams, but at the same time, not everybody likes, you know, the Breakfast Club. You got to remember, guys, that in anything you do, it's not going to always be a situation where everybody's on board. You've got to make a decision to step forward and step out into your greatness. All right, guys, well, we don't have anybody else that has their hand up on today, but don't forget, we are live every Monday and Friday as of right now. Now, we've got our board. Our board is getting together, guys, and we're going to have some great announcements that are going to be coming up very soon about the Urban CEO radio show. But as it stands right now, we're still live every Monday and Friday, same time, same place. If you want to share your breakthrough, all you've got to do, guys, is join us on the next live show, okay? And your breakthrough is an opportunity for you to get out there and expose what it is that you do with people, right? So you definitely want to make sure that you join us and share your breakthrough, because all of us need it. All of us need that motivation. All of us need to hear about what's taking place in everybody else's life. And until then, guys, make sure that you wake up every day with intention, that you wake up every day with gratitude, that you know that this is another day for you to impact somebody else's life. And remember to stay unapologetic, real bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. Like I always like to say, y'all, vision is our thing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left, don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. But at the end of the